Greetings. I'm James Gillen, and your host tonight. We've got a great show tonight. We had some excellent shows recently, and we have some great ones coming up. And tonight, these are two of my favorite guests, I think, that are coming on the show because we've had spent a lot of time together. It was like kindred souls as soon as we met. And the people I'm talking about is Del and Andrea with the Outback Gypsies, Andrea and Del Fisher. And we've had some amazing times together where just information, amazing information, whenever we get together, the energy just flows and the words, the music comes through and they write the music. And it's just been an incredible experience, you know, hanging out with them and some divine music is coming through this experience or this union. So without any further ado, I want to bring the Outback Gypsies, Del and Andrea Fisher, on the show. Are you with us?
Yes, James. We're here.
All right. You with us, Steve?
Hello, James. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, You know, just spending time together, some of the stories you've told me have just been amazing, especially the story about the dolphins. You know, swimming with the dolphins in back in Australia, and the relationship that you had with the dolphins, and how your two daughters were actually grabbing the fin of this dolphin, and she was taking them out on journeys, and then bringing them back in again. It's like, you know, a lot of just the amazing stories that we were sitting around, you know, doing talk story and things around the campfires and other things around here, you know, it's like I'm trying to think of even where to start in this, and I guess maybe we can just start at the beginning and maybe how you guys got into music and what inspired you to get into music, and then we can just go into, you know, what unfolded here at the ranch.
All right, cool. Well, we Andrea and I started playing music with each other when Andrea was 13 and I was 16. And we just played music together, and then we used to just love being with each other. And then when we got around the ages of 18 and 19, we both sort of went our separate ways on our own journey. And in 2009, music brought us back together at a Fleetwood Mac concert. We found each other again, and from the moment we've seen each other, we haven't left each other's side. We're just we're very much in love, and music's a big part of our life, and we create a lot of beautiful music. And then we were married in 2011, and we've had some amazing journeys internationally everywhere, and one amazing journey has been coming out to the Assetti Ranch, where we got to meet you, and we all collaborated, and you wrote Anunnaki Returns, which is one of the most amazing things we'd ever witnessed. Somebody to just go and write a song beautifully written in music within it blew us away. How, I suppose, because you didn't you don't write music very often, or probably never have before, and we were talking about something, and I said, that would be beautiful, something in a song, and you said, oh, I don't know how it happened, but in half an hour later, you come back with us, and you had channeled one of the most amazing songs we'd ever heard, and we put the music together, and within probably an hour and a half, the song was complete, and it didn't have to be changed in any way, and that was one of an amazing thing for me to witness in my life. I've never seen that happen, so thank you for channeling the song, James, and how you wrote it word for word. You didn't have to rewrite it was just really well written. And then after we come to the Assetti Ranch, Andrea read your first book, which was Return to Source, A Reunion of the Source, and mm-hmm. when we went back to Australia, after she'd finished reading it, yeah, she got to write some amazing songs, and it's one of the, it's a real beautiful CD of music that really heals and that you can relate to just about everywhere we go. It's it's going to be quite amazing. And we got to share it with you first, James, because you were the inspiration of the whole CD. Mm-hmm. If Andrea hadn't have read your book, I don't think she would have been able to channel the songs. But I'm going to put her on now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can talk to her.
Go ahead.
Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I think it's just amazing how that came together. And it was just like one afternoon this song was born, and not just the words, but the music and everything, and how it came together. And then after you sang it, it's like the energy was just coming through you when you sang it. And I was blown away by the effect it had on the group, you know, that was there when you sang it. I mean, everybody was crying. Even the men were crying. It was just, that just blew me away.
Yeah, I think Del and I were both really moved, you know, by in the same way that you were too, because the energy that was coming through, it was really like a download, you know, for anybody that was present and listening to the song. It became a really powerful download and touched people, you know, in such a deep way. I think that it was like a remembrance of something mm-hmm. that they can feel inside of them, and they may not intellectually understand it, but energetically it's quite a powerful song.
Yeah, it seems to trigger very ancient soul memories and within people, and they don't even know why, but it triggers an amazing emotional response. And I think it goes back to our most ancient roots that we would all like to, to get back to heaven on earth and communion, you know, with the higher dimensional beings and all that. I think we had that at one time, and it just seems to trigger that and that memory.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, because we took the song back to Australia this time last year and have been performing it over the last 12 months. And Del and I have just, been witness to how it affects people when we play it live at our gig. Mm-hmm. And if we're in a room, you know, there might be a lot of people talking, as soon as we start playing the song, everyone just becomes silent. So... Yeah, it's really powerful. But I think too, you know, when listeners have the chance to sit down and hear the words in the song that you wrote, you're right. It's bringing back a remembrance to, I think, of a more simple way to live, and just I think standing in who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Now, you're telling me that you're singing it in bars and things like that, and you had some pretty burly men there who had come up to you in tears after you sang the song and not even understand why they were
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I mean, really, I think ultimately, you know, Del's and my mission in terms of our music and playing together out in the world, I think that is what, you know, we want to happen, and to be able to touch people deeply through the music, even if they don't understand why or they haven't even listened to the words as such, is such a beautiful, thing for us to be doing, and it's a really powerful experience for everybody. So we both feel really blessed that, we can go out and sing and perform together as husband mm-hmm. and wife.
And it's, what I love is the combination of you two, you know, the energies that you bring, and you actually bring hope to other people, you know, that love still exists and it can be maintained.
Yeah.
And through the music, too, it can be expressed, you know. So I think all of that comes through, you know, the essence of that comes through the music, and it really touches people on a deep level.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And that's the thing, I think that a lot of people have, you know, disconnected or lost faith in finding love, you know, real love. And Del and I were really blessed to come back together in 2009 and take, you know, that love out into the world via our music and just be, I suppose, an example, you know, to people of of the fact that that divine union is possible and tangible. Like, you know, we get a lot of people come up to us at the end of a performance and they'll say to us, you know, the love between the two of you just emanates so strongly through your performance, and it just, you know, makes me feel that I have a chance of having that in my own life. And I mean, sometimes it brings me to tears, and Del as well, I think, because it, you know, they touch so deeply, and I don't think we always understand the effects that we have when we perform. And actually, it was interesting because we did a house concert in Nevada City a couple of weekends ago, and the host, our friend George and Patricia, we were talking to them about how we don't really know how much it affects our audience when we perform and sing. And so George had to sit down in front of his computer and he'd tape some of our performance, and he played it to us and he said, "I just want you to sit here and watch it as if you were in the audience, and you know, tell me how you feel after you've watched the two of you perform." And so we sat there together, and I said to Del and George later, like, "It's amazing. I didn't realize, you know, there's a lot of energy coming through us and into the audience, and the audience is, you know, sending that back. So it's definitely a shared energy." But it was quite powerful. I was really, you know, shocked, I think, and Del was as well, just to watch ourselves perform.
Yeah. I know the transpersonal release sessions that we do here, when I try to explain to people how it works, they don't really get it at first. I tell them, I said, you know, basically we're going into an experience where, it's going to amplify whatever gifts that you have, you know, whatever unique gifts that you have. So,
yeah.
You know, it still honors people's own unique purpose. It's not a following. It's not a cult. It's not a religion. It's only getting people in touch with themselves on a deeper level and letting that light shine through them. And you know, both of you are an amazing, you know, examples of that light, you know, to where the... And I know when the energy started coming through you in the song, right, it really rattled your cage. I can see that. It was like... There was so much energy coming through that, to ground that out and to anchor that in is quite a task.
Yeah, that's for sure, James. And that's it. I noticed at the last performance we did, you know, we came away and we'd performed some of the songs off the new album, and I said to Del, you know, that was a bit of a challenge because the energy is of high vibration that's coming through when we're performing and singing, and to hold that space and be playing instruments as well as singing can be pretty challenging. But it, you know, just as beautiful an experience for us too. So yeah, but I'll hand Del over now too, and continue. We can share.
All right. Yeah. I think you can put that on speakerphone. You can both speak at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, we are. We're on speakerphone.
Yeah, we've got
that. Okay, great.
Yeah. And James, it's been amazing spending time with you. You know, you've got a beautiful heart, and I think that's what attracts us to you, is that when all three of us are together, we seem to be able to create so much laughter and so much special energy that it's like it's an energy that I know that spills out and others can feel it as well, and it's really beautiful time. I mean, we share our stories and we get to really know each other from a real deep level, and being over to to me it will help all other people. Everybody just share, you know, just old common words, but just share the love, because love is such a beautiful energy to be able to spread, and I think, you know, we all create that together, and that's this new CD of Andrea's really creates a beautiful feeling inside. It's one of those things that without all of us, you know, being put here together at the same time somehow, it would never happen. But we've come from so far away from each other, and yet we've been able to find each other, and that's just proof that, you know, that there's something happening that's really big. And yeah, I probably was the last person to understand it, but it's so special to be part of it and to spend the time with each other and then create songs that just seem to flow through us. It's so beautiful, and yeah, we're very lucky. And thank you for having us, and thank you for being in our lives and and making the world just the way it is, because I've definitely opened my eyes up to things that I'd never would have thought possible, and things that I've shared and seen. And talking to you and sitting and, you know, when we're sky watching over night time and seeing things that just are so incredible that you just realise that you have to be nearly silly to think that we're the only ones in the world. You know, that the world is so much bigger than us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you've had some incredible sightings yourself in Australia, even before coming to the ranch. I know, but you know what? We just kind of clarify things and we figure out who's on the ship and what the connections are and the contacts. But I know even before coming to Esteti, you had some pretty amazing experiences.
Yeah, definitely some really big, amazing experiences just by, but I didn't really understand them until I got to Esteti. Esteti really helped me understand what I was seeing and feeling inside, and then the creation of music on top of it. It all just made sense. I was just boy growing into a man, maybe, but I'm 50 years of age, and I learned so much by being here as well as what I've seen in Australia, and we're very similar. We're very similar. You know, you see some amazing things. Andrea and I, we watched one of the biggest ships we had ever seen. 4 o'clock in the morning, we just woke up and said, we've got to go outside and look, and just, it was definitely the biggest mothership that we'd ever seen, and it was like it was telling us that, you know, everything is going to be, you know, everything that you're thinking is real, and everything that, you know, that you're seeing is real. And we thought to ourselves, and we just held each other's hands and just thought, you know, they feel our love as well. You know, they feel our love, and we're here on Earth to be able to share that, what they're giving us and helping us spread. I think there's one song, The Light, which is the third song on the new album, which is, I watched Andrea write that just from the sun and her. It was like witnessing something that was beyond words. So I might not have the right words, but it was just a beautiful feeling, and it made me feel, wow, this is so powerful. Now I just think, whoa, I don't know, the hairs come up on the back of my neck just because I get to be share and witness some amazing things that we've seen. The dolphins was another probably example, and when we're in Australia, when a dolphin, not often a dolphin can fall in love with you, and a dolphin, yeah, and I, yeah, to, I suppose I called her Honey, the dolphin, and she fell so much in love, and I had the same love for her, and we shared a lot of amazing experiences for about 10 years, and no matter where I went into the ocean, she would be there. She was like, even 3 or 4 foot into the ocean, she was at my feet from morning to lunchtime to dinner time to in the middle of the night. And we were able to have lots of people there. They'd walk out and she wouldn't go near them. But as soon as I walked in, she just knew for some reason. And then being able to share that with my friends and everybody witnessing something that was really special. And she was, yeah, and it wasn't through, it was just through love. You know, she missed it. It was just, she really had something special that I could share with others, and it showed others that, you know, yeah, love is real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the connection with animals too, you know, how precious and sacred our connection with our four-leggeds and two-leggeds and, yeah, the birds around us. I think that's really important for just to experience that.
Yeah, they know. It seems the animals know. I've had so many experiences with animals where, you know, I would be processing something or dealing with, you know, a human experience, you might say, you know, where somebody just hit the wall in their program and, you know, shifted into a lot of blame and projection and things like that and relationship things. And, you know, I'd go out in the forest and I'd just go, man, I just got to let this go. I got to get back into the present moment, let go of any attachment to this situation, you know, and just let it run its course. Because it's amazing, you know, like no matter what, you know, it's like you just, sometimes you just can't get past that wall, you know, and it's not up to you to break that wall down or get people past that wall. They have to choose, you know, to own the wall or whatever deep, you know, whatever's in their pain body or deeply resonating in there. And I would go out in the forest and I'd just be sitting there and these little squirrels, you know, would run and jump up on my leg and just sit on my knee or birds would land on my shoulder, you know, and they'd reassure me, you know, hey, you're okay. You know, you're not the evil projection. You know, you're not what's going on here. And that's what I've always felt is that the animals know, you know, nature knows and the higher spiritual, you know, beings know, but on this level, with all the processing going on, it's very hard for people to drop into their heart, you know, unless they have that spiritual maturity, you know, where they can feel and sense the true intentions of people. And that's what I love about you guys when you came here. It's just like it was instant. It was instant recognition. We recognized each other and knew our, you know, all of us, our hearts were in the right place and moving in the right direction. I think that's what created this sympathetic resonance or whatever, you know, that kept everything together, you know, and going. So, you know, I thought that was quite interesting.
And when we were just, you know, as you said, nature knows, when we were having breakfast with each other the other day, and we were playing some music and I had the guitar and didn't know what was going to come, and then the butterfly come and sat on your pen while you were writing, you know, that's... Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that before. That was amazing to witness it. And then words just started flowing through you. It was like, it's beautiful to witness pure love. Pure love is really hard to find. But when you find it and you put yourself in that position, it creates something so special. And that butterfly just landing on your pen and you riding and us laughing, and it was like... letting us know that, nature knows.
Yeah, that kind of blew me away. I was sitting there writing, I go, did you guys see that? I was hoping you guys saw it too as well, but that was kind of hilarious. You know, it kind of tells you you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Get your cues,
sure.
Get your cues from nature.
I think nature has such a beautiful way of communicating that with us. And I think too, James, because, you know, as human beings, we're all so geared into the physicality of lit life and being here. But there's so much, you know, to uncover and connect with that we can't see, which is, you know, what a lot of your work is about. It's about people learning to trust the energy, you know, that's coming through and discerning, you know, whether it's energy that's going to be uplifting and help you, or whether it's going to work against you, and just tapping in, you know, to other realms and working with the energies. I've been doing that for, you know, a long time now, and even as a teenager, I didn't really understand a lot about, you know, working with different realms and dimensions, but I could feel things and they were unexplainable to me. And I think that that's the beauty of, you know, having you here on the earth at this particular time, because you're such a gift to everybody that you come into contact with, just to help them connect, you know, with the preciousness of and the beauty of what's coming through, you know, from other beings and wherever they're from.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's quite interesting, because I know I had to die to get these connections. And, you know, what happened is that through the drowning experience, I realized, like you were talking about, is that I had all the connections. I had the inner sensitivity and all these things going on as a kid. You know, I had my invisible friends that I talked to sitting on top of the granite mountains in the desert. You know, it's a, you know, all of that was going on, and I had that going on. And then, you know, through social consciousness and trying to be accepted and approved, you know, by the masses and school and all that indoctrination program, that kind of got knocked out of me. And it is sad that we have a system that does that actually programs people to be basically good little consumer zombie robots, you know, and not to put a negative twist on things, but that's basically what's going on. And you know, if people could just get out in nature, you know, as we were talking about earlier, and you know, commune with the animals, and especially in the ocean and the dolphins and things like that, that's the real education, you know, in my book.
Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is. And then break it all down, as you know, there's some of my closest friends in Australia, I've said to them, you know, what's going on, or and how things have, you know, what's happened to us and what we've seen, and they sort of, sometimes they can look at me and think, oh, I don't know if I could believe you. And all I ask them to do is look a little bit deeper into it and make their own decision. And, yeah, they get back to me and they say, Dole, you've put us onto something that's quite incredible. And, yeah, it's really, I haven't. They've just opened their heart up to be able to let different energy in, to be able to see it. And it can only happen if you're willing to let yourself look a little bit deeper into things and not just read, you know, what somebody's said, or somebody that's come through with a negative attitude and said, oh, well, this is the way it is, and that's it, you know. I mean, as we grow further forward, we learn more and more, and we don't have all the answers, but we surely are having our hearts open to be able to learn and grow, to learn more, because, and that's all that I ask is for people, is just look a little bit deeper who they are and find out for yourself, and don't take somebody else, don't take my words or somebody, what else somebody's written, or somebody says, oh, that's a load of hokey-pokey, and then look into it yourself and find the answer within yourself, and then that's when things open up. If you can really trust yourself to find the answers, you'll definitely be open to learning more about what's going on. And if I have a closed mind, and some, I think I had not a closed mind, but I didn't open my heart up enough. I just had all these things, amazing things happening around me, but just I couldn't connect the dots to where I am now in my life. And yeah, it's beautiful that just for listeners to know, but when I was in my 30s, I'd been I just split up with my partner, and I went down to the beach and lived only maybe for about 10 yards from the beach in a caravan, and I just needed time to spend. And all of a sudden, it happened at night, in the night time, and, you know, around about 11 o'clock at night, I was just sitting in the water, just thinking about things, and all of a sudden, a dolphin came up to me, and I named her Honey, and she just sort of rubbed against my leg, and I thought, whoa, this is really, really big. I didn't know whether to get out because of whatever, but I just stayed there, and then all of a sudden we become closer and closer, and that first night I spent maybe 3 or 4 hours just in the water, just with a dolphin, just telling me everything's going to be all right. And then I woke up in the morning and thought, that was so beautiful. So I went back out into the water, and all of a sudden there she was again, and I thought, whoa, this is really big. And then after a couple of weeks of not really sharing it with anybody, I just thought it was all just so beautiful. I didn't know if I was being selfish. I just thought that this is really special. And then I realized wherever I went, I could go to the water and walk up to maybe 3 or 4 miles on the beach. And then I'd go into the water, and there she was. She was always with me. And then I started to tell my friends about it. And then my friends came down and down, and then it just sort of, the word got out that, wherever I was, that no matter what was going to happen, she was going to be there. And it was pretty amazing to be part of. And then when she had 2 pups, introducing them to my daughters, and she never let me really get close to the pups. It was just her. And then when my daughters were always scared because of the big fins, it's quite daunting for 2 young girls who are only 5 and like 7 years of age to go close to dolphins because of the fins. But they end up getting really close. And the moment that she got to, they let her, that they stayed in the water and let her touch them, because all of a sudden there was the moment that I got to see the 2 pups. And then she would take my daughters off on a bit of a ride, and I'd be really scared, but she'd leave her pups with me. And it was, and it just didn't happen once. It happened over the period of 10 years, thousands and thousands of times, and we were very loved to have, we just had so much love. And I think it's a big thing for my daughters. They think that it, I don't think they know how special it was. We talk about it lots and lots and lots, and have beautiful pictures, but we just when they get a bit older, and they're in their teens, well in their teens now, they probably have not until they're in their, a bit older again, that they'll realize how special it really was. Just letting listeners know, that's the story of the dolphins. But and then I don't know, been spending lots of time with you too, James. I mean, we get to spend lots and lots of time with you in what short time we have, from breakfast to lunch and dinner again, and just being around each other. We really create a beautiful energy for others to be part of, and then being able to play our music on top with all each other, and knowing that we're all part of this, and everybody's a part of it. So and when Andrea had written Divine Evolution, I thought, it's big. It's really big. Yeah. It was like sewing it all up. So I can't wait for listeners to hear it and get their feedback and see if it touches them the same way it's touched us. And
maybe this is a great time, a good segue to cue that in, so people can hear one of your latest songs, Divine Evolution, and hopefully our engineer there is on the keyboard and he can cue that in for us.
You are here with us. Watching us, lifting us up through divine evolution.
Albums. I know you have several outlets to get a hold of your new albums, but what's the best way for people to get in touch with these heart-opening songs?
Well, we've got our website that people can go into, James, and that's www.outbackgypsies.com.au, and that there's a music page where people can order online the first two albums that we've recorded, Unconditional Love and Beautiful Soul. And the album that has just been released, Divine Evolution, that's actually not up on the site yet because we basically went from the studio in Melbourne in Australia. We flew directly from making the album to the US. So we haven't put that up yet to be available online to purchase. But if people do want to buy the new album, Divine Evolution, they can contact us either on the website, there's a contact page, or on Facebook under the Outback Gypsies. They can message us and we can contact them online and post a copy out to them. So
great. Awesome. Now, we have some other songs coming up here. The next song coming up, maybe you can talk a little bit about the next song coming up and kind of how that came about.
Yeah, the next song is called Two Worlds, and actually it was interesting because I started to write the song before we came over to the ranch last year, and I just kind of let it sit there in my journal and didn't really know. I didn't finish it and didn't really know whether I was going to complete the song. But when we came back from our visit here, I picked up that song again and just had a look at it. And the message in the song is really quite a powerful message because it addresses really, you know, living in two worlds as such. That's what I ended up calling the song. And it's about people, you know, reconnecting to the power of who they are and defying, you know, against all odds, because we're living in a society that really doesn't want people to become, you know, empowered. And they want to keep them down and keep them restricted in mm-hmm. every way they can, you know, within the system. So the song looks at breaking away from the system and reconnecting to who you are and the power of that. And I think that when listeners hear the words, because each of the songs, you know, the key of it is not just connecting to the energy, but listening to the actual lyrics in the song, because it tells the story. But probably it might be, yeah. There's a line, Del's just prompting me, there's a line that's quite a powerful one that touched him, and it's the starting line, and it's, if it's freedom you want, let go of the tyrant, you'll find him around the corner living finer. Don't give him a dime. He'll look you up and down and say, watch out for that man. He runs with the devil. So it's kind of like, you know, the tyrant is really accusing the innocent person of being a devil, when really it's the other way around. I decided, you know, it was important to get this song onto the album and chose it to be the last song because it's got such a powerful message.
It kind of covers the dub. Oh, go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, James.
Yeah, it kind of covers the doublespeak going on. You know, how social consciousness or the herd consciousness demonizes, you know, the great thinkers and the people that are outside the box, and how they do the doublespeak, you know, where they... The demons are demonizing the saints, you know, and everybody's listening to the demons.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the thing, you know, I think it's interesting how these songs come about, because both Del and I have a really strong, values and feelings around mm-hmm. that whole issue. And I was really grateful that the words of this song came through, because I didn't actually sit down with an intention of writing it, you know, which is what happens to us with a lot of our songs. They're divinely inspired and channeled through. So this being mm-hmm. one of those, and I was so overjoyed when the words came, because I just thought that's exactly one of the messages we want to be singing.
Great. Let's see if we can cue that song, and hopefully our engineer's got it queued up and ready to go.
If it's freedom you want, let go of the tyrant. You'll find him around corner living finer. Don't give him a dime. He'll look you up and down. He'll say, watch out for that man. He runs with the devil. How do you welcome your fellow brother? Push past his hands, search for another. Do you seek out his face, listen to his heart? He's a god without fame. I think you're playing the wrong kind of game. Gotta fight for liberty. Don't you know we've got to bring down their political show. When you take off the mask, see through the past, you can't welcome your God self at last. You're seeking, don't keep it inside. Better to breathe it, let yourself fly. There's too many lies, broken dreams behind closed doors. Laughter. What does it all mean? Don't you see? You gotta fight for liberty. Don't you know? We've gotta bring down that political show. When you take off the past, you can't welcome God's self at last. Give her a slipper, buy her a ring, even though you don't know how she Uncle Sam, I'd like to introduce the independent man. Don't you see? We've got to fight for liberty. Don't you know? We've got to bring down their political show. When you take off the mask, you can welcome your God self at last. You can welcome your God self at last.
Yeah, that was beautiful. It looks like I got cut off there for a second, but I'm back on. But anyway, that really tears down the mask, and you know, gets people to start looking behind the mask and see what's really going on, and trust their own inner sensitivity, their own intuition, and you know, hopefully, kind of step out of the herd or social consciousness and take a good look at things.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, I think the message of that song, James, it's what it's about. And I think, you know, people have felt intimidated for really centuries when you think about it, in terms of, you know, breaking down the walls and standing up and just, you know, being empowered in themselves. And that song, you know, I was listening to the words of that song again. Every time I hear it, I just feel, you know, excitement in a way, because I think that little bit by bit, you know, when people see other people standing in their integrity and honesty and love, I think that it just paves the way for them to do the same thing. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? You know, bringing together a powerful force which is grounded in love and change, you know, our earth for the better. So that's hopefully what we're doing, you know, our little bit in terms of what we're writing, the music we're writing together, and what we're sharing with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a necessary addition, you know, to the planet. It's kind of sad, but I know with all this energy coming in, it's just pushing everything up for everybody. And one of the master teachers I studied with, you know, and he said, you know, you've proven redundantly that you just don't get along with each other, you know. And he said, we've been trying and trying and trying, but I think this time around, you know, we, if not optional, we have to, you know, let go of the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions and past experiences and get into alignment with the Earth and her evolution, because we need to get frequency specific to where she's going, and a lot of our baggage, just we can't take it along. We have to drop it, you know, along the way, and, you know, drop the need to be right and the need to project all of our stuff on somebody else. We don't have to look at our own stuff. I mean, there's so many dynamics going on. It's just amazing. And again, I think it's awesome, you know, hanging out with you guys, because, you know, you've got that end down, you know, and you're an incredible example, you know, and of that, you know, spiritual maturity. And, you know, you've both been through a lot, which sometimes that's necessary to gain that kind of wisdom. And you convey that, you know, through your songs and just by your presence.
Yeah, thank you, James, and likewise. And I think, you know, for people listening to the show, I think we all come to a point, you know, in our life where there's enough evidence of what, you know, the emotional disruption that we all go through, and when we really hit rock bottom, how that feels and how that affects our lives and everyone around us. And for me, that's enough evidence, you know, to pull us out of those old patterns, because, you know, you don't need to re-experience it over and over. And we've all probably been through really dysfunctional relationships, or, you know, being in environments that haven't supported our true selves. And I think that the key of stepping away from that is trusting that you're going to be okay when you do step out of, you know, the structures that society impresses on us, and just tap into, you know, your true essence and celebrate that and step out and do what you really want to do. I think, you know, for Del and I, that's our one of our key messages, is to really, you know, trust who you are and take it out into the world and share it with everyone you can.
Exactly. I mean, we have all these unique gifts inside of us, and, you know, we know what love is and what love is not, and we know when we're in our stuff and when we're doing, you know, the other dance, and you know, and basically we just need to take the time to sit down and get in touch with our true selves, our authentic selves, and not come from, you know, the wounded side of ourselves or the, you know, run these other programs and patterns. And I guess we're all going to get a golden opportunity to see what that's all about with these new energies coming in. It's unstoppable. You know, we're all going to have to, you know, support each other and get and work together with this and clear these energies.
Yeah, I'm just believing in yourself so much and standing up for yourself and being able to create beautiful harmony to it everywhere you go. Is it, you know, it's not easy, but you do it because you really trust and believe in yourself, and then standing up when everybody else, you know, sometimes people might try to bring you down, you know, love isn't real or it's not there or something, you know. And I think it's, yeah, as I say, hokey pokey, but when you believe and trust in yourself enough to be able to just be yourself, and it just makes it the world just that little bit nicer. That's our message, is just really believe in yourself and trust.
Yeah, and, you know, your songs give people, you know, answers and support people in that awakening process. Like, maybe things aren't really the way they could be. You know, we could be doing things a little better, and here's the foundational, you know, message, you know, so we can get back in touch with who we really are.
Yeah. So true. Yeah.
We're getting close to the end of the hour here, and so I wanted to make sure people have access to the songs. And I know a lot of times when we play these songs over the equipment, like we're listening to them over the phone right now and things like that, they don't really have the sharpness and clarity and the feeling to them you know, unless they're played over, you know, a really good system, you know, a good sound system. So, you know, I would really suggest that people, you know, get the CD and just sit and listen to it. It's incredibly inspiring. It's uplifting and has a powerful message in it. And, you know, buy a few for your friends, too, because the whole world would be blessed by listening to this. This music, and again, I guess it's the outbatgypsies.com.au is where people would go to get that. And we're coming up to the end of the hour, so is there any last messages you want to leave with the audience before we sign off?
Yeah, no, that's just beautiful. And I know when we get back to Australia, I think so many of the CDs have already been ordered, so it's really blessing to know that there's lots of people that and like our music so much to be able to have ordered it now before we even get back. Even when Andrea was making it, so many people had ordered it. So as soon as we get back, we can't wait to share it. So
So if you want a copy, make sure you contact us either on our website, www.outbackgypsies.com.au, or contact us on Facebook under the Outback Gypsies music page, and we'll get you a copy. Quick smart.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming on the show and just being here on the planet, and keep doing what you do.
Thank you, James. Thank you to all our listeners
as well.
Yeah. To everybody. We all make a difference together.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. All right, we're at the end of the hour. This is James Dillon, your host, signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS station. So pass this around, pass it to your friends, and get this music out there. It's life-changing, and I think everybody could use a little of this message to get them through the day.